Taping this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You don't mind?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think the USA's decision to drop bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was the right decision, and did you support it?
Yes, I do. President Truman made that decision after having the best brains in America meet with him in Washington and getting a decision, a recommendation from them. And upon that, with that recommendation, he made the decision that he made. And one of the reasons was that would the United States have been bombing Japan with firebombs, the home islands, that is, since March of 1945, all the way through for March, April, May, June, July, and into August, starting in August, and they were all devastated, and they wouldn't quit. The point of the whole thing was that we wanted to save the lives of both sides, and that's why Truman made his decision, and that's contained in many books, including David McCullough's biography of Truman, and also in a book that I wrote called War's End, which is published by Avon. It came out about 2 years ago.
Yeah, we have it.
You have that already?
Yep.
Okay.
The second question?
Yeah.
What were your feelings after the bombings?
Well, my feelings were that immediately afterward that I hoped that the war would stop and that we wouldn't have to keep fighting. And that was the principal one.
Hmm. Okay. Were you nervous before you took off on the two missions?
No, I wasn't nervous. I just knew that I could accomplish what Colonel Tibbetts wanted me to accomplish, and so I did my very best, and I had a highly skilled crew, all my crew members, like my co-pilot, my bombardier, navigator, and radio operator, et cetera, et cetera. We're all very competent guys, and all the guys in the squadron were, so there wasn't much to be nervous about. And besides that, we were trying the best we could to get the war ended. And so even if we had trouble, we thought that it was well worth the effort.
Okay.
Okay.
When you heard of the Pearl Harbor bombings, what were your reactions?
Oh, that was, of course, back in 41. That was 4 years before the atomic bombs, almost four. And I was just flabbergasted. I was devastated. I couldn't think that anybody would attack us like that, and I didn't think that they were too smart to do it. I was only 21 years old, and I didn't know too much about military strategy, but I did know that, boy, they were pretty brazen to do what they did and to cause the damage that they did. They wanted to knock America out of the war so that they would have, I didn't know America was not in the war, but they wanted to knock out America's capability for getting in the war by knocking out our fleet, and therefore they could kill and rob the way they had been doing for several years in all of Asia, China, and in Southeast Asia, and probably take over Australia and other places too. So that's why they wanted to knock us out. And your question was, how did I feel? I felt terrible. But I realized then, I hadn't read much about them, but I hadn't realized that they were as bad as they were.
Okay. What were your reactions when you found out that you would be in the crew of both atomic missions?
My reactions were more or less as I said before just now. I was anxious to do all that I could to help the war end so that Americans and all the allies, the British and everybody else, especially the Americans in this case, but everybody wouldn't have to make an invasion, And also so that the Japanese people could have some peace. I mean, that wasn't my principal concern, but I've met many Japanese people since who said, we're glad that you did it because those people in Tokyo, the bad guys, the leaders like Tojo and Suzuki and General Amani would have kept them fighting until they were all dead. And so they were happy that the war ended. They were starving and everything. So we just wanted to get it over. That was the whole thing. That was the fiber of our thought and soul.
Okay. Well, that's all our questions.
Okay.
So